Sound like you're not overly concerned, though.
No, not at all. Definitely, I think the word everyone uses is optimistic. But yeah, definitely hopeful to play as soon as possible.
Yeah, because I mean, in your career, I mean, there have been times you've been slowed by injuries. I mean, and you know, when you get hurt, everybody goes, uh-oh.
Yeah, I know. But I definitely think that this is not one of those moments. I think I would be returning very, very soon.
When you have a groin injury and you're a cornerback, is that just, I mean, obviously a hamstring's bad. None of them are good, but groin seems to be the one that cornerbacks dread the most.
Yeah, this is the first groin injury I ever had in my life. So it almost feels like a hamstring. So when I had it, it felt like, anytime I had a hamstring, it feels like it stretches, and then I've had a hamstring where it just pops, and then I had it to where it stretches, and then it comes back. So my groin, it came back, and good thing it didn't pop. Good thing it was an out route, so I slowed it down, and it wasn't a go route. So that's why I don't seem too concerned, and I feel very hopeful, and I can walk. I was able to jog, and plant. Me and Byron did an exercise after I got injured, to where I'll run 3/4 speed at him, and he'll move one way, and I'll have to react. And I didn't feel anything with that movement. So stuff like that makes it very promising.
Has this season been kind of weird in the sense of all the penalties being called? I mean, is it frustrating for a defensive back?
It's only frustrating when the rules aren't consistently being enforced. Or just refs differently. Some refs are going to call some calls more than others. So, but it seems like all the refs have been being pretty consistent this preseason. So we just as a defensive back core, we just have to adapt to what's going on, and that's try to get as much aggression as we can within that 5 yards, and everything will be great.
Did you have a full battery of tests this morning? Did you have the MRI?
No MRI today, and since I haven't spoke to the trainers, I can't really comment on what I can say or not. But I did not have an MRI today.
But you said on Saturday night that you thought if you didn't have to have an MRI, that you thought it was a positive.
Yeah, exactly, and that's why another reason why I am not concerned, because I didn't have an MRI, and they didn't seem like it was that severe, and I don't feel like it is either. Just according to how I feel.
It's not like they don't want to use an MRI on you or anything, is it?
No, it's not like they can't afford it.
So I mean, make you feel insulted that they're not going to just.
No, not at all, because if there's definitely no need for it, then that's good, because I wouldn't want to be in the tube for that long of a period of time.
So you told Jermaine and Zach to relax, that you're not going to be needed?
No, not yet, but that would have been my message, so.